Welcome back to the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, and the summer blockbuster of the year coming out on Friday, and that's Captain America, the First Avenger. And from that movie, she plays Peggy Carter, the beautiful, beautiful, just absolutely gorgeous Haley Atwell joins us on the show. Haley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, and it's about time there was a Captain America movie. I mean, you see all these superhero movies. They put out 15 Spider-Men, 75 Batman movies. Captain America, this is going to be a big one.
I know, right? It's been about 70 years since the beginning of it came out, you know, in the comic book. So I'm just pleased they waited for me because I wasn't around back then. And I kind of like to feel like it was they were just holding back until I grew up.
What do you know about the series? And I'm sure you've learned a whole lot since you took the role.
Yeah, well, I think the thing I've learned more than anything else is, you know, Captain America, it may sound kind of patriotic, but it's essentially a universal story about a kid who just, he wants to do good, you know. So when he transforms into Captain America, he still retains that integrity, which is always very appealing to Peggy Carter, you know, that kind of innate desire to save the day and kind of not become arrogant.
What can you tell us about the evil, I'm going to get this right, the evil Hydra organization and, of course, Red Skull?
Yes. Well, one thing I can tell you is it was quite surreal walking past Hugo Weaving's trailer while he was sitting outside reading the newspaper, but in full Schmidt costume with a Red Skull mask on, going, "Hey, mate, how you doing?" And it was pretty surreal. He's quite a formidable character, and he's also the nemesis. He's taken some of the blue serum as well, but you'll learn in the movie that if you take the blue serum, good becomes great and bad becomes evil. So your true nature is revealed, and it's heightened.
We're talking to Haley Atwell on the Rivertown Hotline on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Captain America, the First Avenger is out. She plays Peggy Carter in the film. It opens Friday, and this is sort of a your big major motion picture debut. I mean, this is like your moment here, and how have you been enjoying that?
Oh, wow. Thanks. No pressure. Well, you know, it's had a very warm reception, so... You know, I'm very grateful. I feel like the genre is such a big one, and it's been really embraced. So I want to enjoy every moment of it.
Now, being born in London, though, but I guess your dad was from Kansas City, Missouri. How did that affect your upbringing? You have a little American in you, kind of?
Absolutely. Well, I was brought up really liking barbecue. And I spent my summers in Kansas City, and I support the Chiefs and the Royals, and I think I feel very much half British, half American. I guess that's something most people wouldn't know about me.
Certainly not with the accent.
Right,
no,
exactly.
Right.
You're the only English Royals fan I think there is.
Might be.
Kansas City Royals fan. That is. Right. Now, did the premiere happen already, a big premiere and all the flash bulbs and the gazillion people, did that take place already?
That's actually happening this evening.
Oh, it is. It is this
Ooh.
Evening. All right. So now do you show up to this with a date or do you go by yourself?
You know what? I do. I have a date. My dad.
Oh,
oh
I
that's
like
awesome.
That. See, that is tremendous.
Yeah.
How excited is he?
He's so excited. He's... He can't quite believe it. He's bought loads of merchandise already, and he's got his new suit. So I can't wait to take him down the red carpet.
He's not going to be wearing like a Chiefs jersey to the premiere, is he?
He might be, or a Royals. I have no idea. Anything can happen with my dad. He's so fun, but sometimes he's a bit of a loose cannon in situations like that because it's so overwhelming for him. So I got to keep him in check.
Now, have there been any pre-screenings, and have you had a look at any of the reviews?
No, I haven't. I have no idea. I'm trying to kind of just take it one step at a time and not be too overwhelmed by that. That would be kind of an added pressure, I guess. But the responses that I'm hearing kind of through the grapevine that it's exceeding the fans' expectations, which is great, which is exactly what we wanted.
And last one before you go, if you're going to show up to your dad at this premiere, big, huge movie, by yourself, as beautiful as you are, you're going to be the like most eligible woman in the history of the universe. You're going to be on cover every magazine. I mean, this is it. Are you prepared for this giant attention? The spotlight is going to be on you, Haley.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, yes, I guess so. How does one prepare for that? I mean,
you just look good and smile, I guess.
Yeah, I would say smile a lot and, you know, put on a nice dress.
Oh, okay. I'm absolutely ready to go. I've got the dress ready. I've got hair and makeup. I've got some diamonds to borrow for the evening. So I guess if there's nothing else I can prepare for.
Haley, thanks for the time. Best of luck with the film and enjoy tonight.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right,
good
take
luck.
Care. There goes Haley Atwell. Captain America opens on Friday.
I love the accent.
Go check it out. I mean,
love the
accent. How can you not love the accent?
Love the accent.
I know. Emma Watson with that accent. We had Kelly Brook on with that accent.
Wow.
We got to get Jim to talk like that.
We need to do our show from London sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, we'll get on that.
All right.
It's the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Coming right back.